The fate of a state-owned public water source north of Fairbanks remains in limbo. The Fox Spring is a popular place for locals to get their drinking water, but the state wants to divest of the property to eliminate rising maintenance costs for the aging well. As KYC's Dan Bross reports, sale to a neighboring landowner is in the works while a citizens group explores other options.
Alaska Department of Transportation Northern Region spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the sale to a neighboring property owner is not a done deal in light of citizens fighting to preserve public ownership.
People have commented about the desire to keep this well open and available for public use, and we are very committed to helping that happen.
Under state law, the closest neighbor gets first right of refusal if land goes up for sale. Fox Spring neighbor Patrick Cole says he'd rather the land and spring stay with the state and is only interested in acquiring the property as a buffer for his own land. He emphasizes that even if the sale goes through, he wants the water source to remain accessible to the public.
My neighbors use it here, and I use it myself, to get water. As long as I can work out some kind of easement that people, are comfortable with, I have no problem with doing that.
The DOT resorted to private sale to Cole after the North Star Borough and other public entities declined the Fox Spring. A task force headed up by the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District is fighting to retain state ownership. Coordinator Joni Scharfenberg says the group wrote the governor's office seeking delay of the sale. She says they've been told the real estate transaction will proceed, but slowly, giving the task force time to work on public access options.
Trying to find out if this is or could be designated a historical site or a park some way.
Scharfenberg says the task force is also investigating liability issues and ways to cover maintenance costs.
People have suggested like a cooperative somehow. Other people have suggested a membership. It was very interesting, though, when one of the public task force meetings was held, people said, we don't want people who can't afford it to not be able to use it.
Scharfenberg says a similar public well in Salcha charges users 5 cents a gallon to cover maintenance. She says the task force is still trying to nail down exactly what annual expenses would be at the Fox Spring, where the well is expected to need work to maintain adequate water flow. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.